Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shviyas, Perik Yud, Mishnah Beis. How many days does a Chodesh have? Are we learning Masech des Rosh Hashanah now? You'll soon see. The entire Torah is connected. The Vilna Gaon said he could learn every din, Kala Torah Kula, from every single din, B'Kala Torah Kula. We're not on that Madrega, but I'm still going to tell you why we have to know this right here in Masech des Shviyas. So back to our question, how many days does a Chodesh have? And the answer is some have 29 days, that's called a Chodesh Chaser, and some have 30 days, that's called a Chodesh Me'uber. So day number 30 is sometimes the last day of the previous Chodesh, and sometimes it's the first day, it's the Rosh Chodesh of the next Chodesh. In the times of the Mishnah, this was determined through the Sanhedrin, and it was based on the Edus of Edom who would come and say they saw the new Levana. So you really didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was going to be. So you're going to say, big deal, so either I'll say Yalvi Yavi tonight or tomorrow night. No. You didn't know when Pesach was going to be. You didn't know when Sukkot was going to be. Because if Sukkot is the 15th of Nisan, because if Sukkot is the 15th of Tishrei and Pesach is the 15th of Nisan, you didn't know when the 15th of Nisan was before you knew when Rosh Chodesh was. Now, as difficult as that was, not knowing exactly when Pesach or Sukkot would start, it was really difficult when you didn't know if today is Rosh Hashanah or not. Rosh Hashanah is on the first day of Tishrei. But that could have been the 30th day from the beginning of El or the 31st day from the beginning of El. So when the 30th day from the beginning of El came, it was always a possible Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the Edom are going to come, the Sanhedrin are going to be Mekadosh the Chodesh on that day. Or maybe it won't happen. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah is not until day number 31 from the beginning of last El. Which rarely happened, by the way, but it could happen. So what's Negeya to us is, I didn't know on a given day whether this is the last day of last year or it's the first day of the next year. Okay, I still don't know what all this has to do with Masech de Shvias. Now, let's see our Mishnah. Hashoichet is a part of the chilka. This person shechted a cow, and he's distributing the basar. It's during a Shemitah year. Actually, it's the end of the Shemitah year. And people want meat for Yom Tov. They would get together, buy a cow, then divide the meat. Or somebody would buy the cow and sell the meat. So he's dividing the cow for those that are buying the meat, and he's doing it B'Rosh Hashanah, on the first day that could be Rosh Hashanah of Mitzvah Shvias. In other words, I think if it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, this is the first day of the eighth year. It's the 30th day from the beginning of El, of the seventh year. So he's giving out the basar, and the people have to pay him for the meat that they got. Now, Imaya Chodesh Me'uber, let's say, no Edom came, or Edom came for whatever reason, Bezin didn't accept it, and the Sanhedrin was not Mekadosh the Chodesh. So in other words, the Sanhedrin added a day to El, and they said that Rosh Hashanah is going to be tomorrow. They don't have to pay him. Because Meshamet, the Choyv that the buyers of the meat had, gets canceled. And the Shaychet can't say, what do you mean, pay me for the meat? I gave you meat on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. They said, no. Rosh Hashanah is a day later. You gave us meat on the last day of last year, which was Shemitah, and now there's a new year, and the Choyv is canceled. But the Imlav, if Bezin was not Ma'abar the Chodesh, but rather they were Mekadosh the Chodesh on that day, and the day that he gave it out was Rosh Hashanah, ain't the Meshamet, they're going to have to pay him for the meat. Because this loan started when? The first day of the new year. You don't have a Shemitah here to be Meshamet the Chayv. I know somebody's picking up his hand and asking a question. You go ahead. Ah, but we learned in the previous Mishnah, when you buy something from a store and he didn't pay for it yet, Shemitah is not Meshamet that Chayiv. So even if the year would have ended, they should still have to pay. So it's explained over here that after he divided the basar, he sold some more food. Maybe he sold them gefilte fish or dessert. And this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that when you buy a second thing from the store, the money you owe for the first item automatically becomes a loan. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. A person that forced a Naida Hamurasa, or convinced her, has to pay a knas to the father of 50 shkala. Vamaitzi shemra, or a person that marries a naida, and then spreads bad rumors about her. And it turns out it was a lie. He gets malchus and he has to pay a knas of 100 shkalim. V'chol maisa bezdin. And whenever you have a maisa bezdin, what does it mean you have a maisa bezdin? My friend called me to bezdin and says I owe him money. And I didn't pay. And bezdin looks into it and they say, oh, your friend is right, you owe him the money. And they write out a psak din. In these cases, einan mishamtin. Even if we go into the last day of Shemitah and it's the next year, I can't say, let's say in the case of Maisa Bezdin, oh, well, now it's Shemitah. Shemitah was Mishamit. Doesn't work that way. Once Bezdin gave out a psak, before the end of Shemitah, I have to pay. Because we view it as if the chayiv was already collected from before the end of Shemitah. Vayter zok de mishnah hamalva, if someone lends money. Remember, malva is the lender, loiv is the borrower. Usually when there's a mem at the beginning of the word and it's not part of the shayrish, it means from him. So hamalva is someone who lends to his friend. Al hamashkin means on collateral. I lend my friend money. I say, oh, wait a second, I need a mashkin. In case you don't pay back. Let's say the mashkin is his silver cup, his kashal el yo. In case you don't pay back, I take this. Or v'hamoyser shteirois of lebezdin. I have a shtar that says so-and-so owes me money. I give it over to Bezdin. I say, Bezdin, can you collect the chai for me? In all these cases, einon mishamtin. Shemitah will not cancel the chai. And this, of course, is going to be the basis of a prosbul, a special shtar that we write so that, practically speaking, Shemitah doesn't cancel any chai, like we'll see in the next Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem. But for now, let's chaz over our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we learned that if someone shechted a cow at the end of Shemitah and divided it up on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, or a day that he thought should be the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it was the 30th day after the beginning of Elul, and then, surprise, surprise, Bezin was not Mekadosh the Chodesh, so Rosh Hashanah is only the next day. So the day he gave out the meat was actually the last day of last year. That means the money they own for the meat is canceled. Yeah, the people who got the meat don't have to pay it. Now, could they pay it if they want to? Yes, we're going to learn about that later, but they can't be forced to pay it. As a matter of fact, the Chacham would like that they should pay it. Now, if Elul was not extended, so in other words, this day, 30 days after the beginning of Elul, is actually the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so the debt is not canceled because he gave it to them not when it was still Shemitah, and at the end of Shemitah gets canceled, he already gave it to them the next year. Then the Mishnah told us about different types of knasos, different types of penalties. Shemitah doesn't cancel those penalties. And the Mishnah told us, v'chol maisa bezdin einam l'sham. This is important to understand. The next couple of Mishnayos, anytime you owe money, and bezdin wrote it down already, there was a din Torah, and the bezdin wrote, according to most shittas, bezdin has to write a ksav, a psak. It's considered as if it was collected already. And even though I didn't physically pay it, and now Shemitah comes to an end, but Shemitah does not cancel the chayv. We also learned that if someone lends on collateral and lent my friend money, but I got his, our marshal was his becher, I can keep it if the loan wasn't paid. Shemitah is not mishamet the chayv. How do we know that? We know that because the pasuk says, "Vashiyir lecha esachicha tashmet yadecha." From that which you have by your brother, your hand shall cancel. In other words, don't collect it. But that's only when you, the malva, the lender, has money by your brother. That's how we dash in the pasuk. But if I have his becher or any other mashkin, so your brother also has money by you. Amemela, the halacha of Shemitah's Ksafim, of canceling the Chayiv, does not apply. Same is true for Bezdin that has the Psak Din. Once Bezdin has the Psak Din, it's not a loan that you have. It's a loan that Bezdin has, because they are now an Achroi. Once they give it a Psak, that the loan should get paid, and if you owe the money to Bezdin, Shemitah is not Meshamet the Chayv.